Ukraine has three things on their to-do list. A court ruling strikes a blow against Christians in Malaysia, and a massive Bible translation effort is about to launch in Papua New Guinea. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's another big week for Ukraine. Pro-Russian separatists break a ceasefire with the government days after it began. Ukraine's president is set to sign an agreement with the European Union tomorrow, and the West is threatening Russia again with sanctions for provoking violence in eastern Ukraine. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says Ukrainian Christians still have a glimmer of hope.
On one hand, while you had eastern Ukraine, all the shooting and violence going on, in the capital of Kiev at the Parliament building, you had politicians and government leaders coming in prayer to God, praying for peace.
You can get the full report at missionnetworknews.org. There's also a link to help people displaced by the crisis through SGA. Keep Ukraine in your prayers.
Pray that this crisis would soon be resolved. Pray for peace and stability to be restored, not only in the eastern regions where the conflict is raging, but also the country as a whole.
Next, Open Doors says Malaysia's Christians lost a bid this week in the War of the Word for God. Malaysia's highest court refused a challenge to the ban that prohibits Christians from using over 30 Arabic words outside the Muslim context. Nine of those words, including Allah, are found in the local language Bibles. Pray that believers in Malaysia will remain steadfast and courageous in their faith. For the backstory on this, just go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. What better place to share the hope of Christ right now than in Brazil? Millions of fans are gathering in stadiums for soccer matches for the World Cup, and the International Mission Board is hoping to connect them with fans of Jesus. They're touching lives of Brazilians as well. The opportunities are immense, and there's an easy way you can help. IMB has a daily prayer guide that shares specific ways you can support the work of Christians in Brazil. You can find the link to that at our website. Meanwhile, summer camps are underway for orphans in Russia. Camp is more than a week of summer fun. It's life-changing. Joanna Mangione of SOAR International is looking forward to many summer camps that work against orphan trends.
They don't have a lot of skills. They don't learn what they need to learn in the orphanage. So a lot of them end up on the street. You can imagine it can be anywhere from girls in prostitution to drugs or to suicide. There's a very low percentage of orphans who are actually being able to live on their own and be successful.
SOAR is sharing with the orphans the steadfast hope found in Jesus and even teach them skills that allow them to succeed as adults.
These kids are taking hold of the gospel and the love that they don't have anywhere else, and then going and sharing it with their other friends and the other kids in the homes.
Pray for God to prepare the hearts of orphans for His good news. And Papua New Guinea is one of the most exotic places on earth. There are cultures hidden away that define its unique label. Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith explains.
In this particular region, the Sepik River area in the Northwest, there's more than 100 languages, again, that have not one verse of scripture.
Which is why they've launched the Sepik River Initiative, a cluster translation project.
This is the largest unified strategy that I'm aware of in the world to launch these languages simultaneously. There's still quite a few major hurdles to getting to that point just because of the isolation.
One major hurdle you can pray about is tribalism. Long history, long memories, and long grudges.
Getting them to collaborate because of their common faith and because of their desire to see God's word in their area is a threshold that we need to encourage them to cross in order for this kind of a strategy to succeed.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.